How to respond to positive and negative reviews. Online reviews are critical to the success of a local business, with nearly 90% of consumers stating that they only consider purchasing from a business if they have an average star rating of over 3 stars. Responding to those online reviews is another critical piece in not only building a positive online presence, but also in encouraging other consumers to leave their feedback and engage with your business. Yet, how does a business go about responding to online reviews? Do positive online reviews need to be responded to at all? How do you approach responding to a negative review? All these questions and more are covered here so you can leverage your online feedback to engage with consumers and grow your business. Review response is also a service that companies may offer to local businesses, as online reputation is a valuable aspect of marketing that a business can have a lot of control over if they get their strategy right. Having a strong reputation is a cornerstone of any business digital presence, and helping businesses navigate the complex waters of reputation and online reviews is a great value add to other marketing services. We'll cover this in more detail below. Let's get responding. Bright Local found that a whopping 73% of consumers form their opinion on the first 6 reviews. By following our guidelines, you'll be able to effectively manage those reviews and earn more business in the process. Regardless of where the review is, be it Google, Yelp, Facebook, Bing, Foursquare, Amazon, or a top directory, you can capitalize on a good review and minimize the damage of a bad review. Let's see how. Managing positive reviews. Responding to positive reviews is just as important as responding to negative reviews. However, many businesses wonder why. Why respond to a good review? If a good customer leaves a glowing 5-star review, it can't get any better than that, right? Actually, it can. Responding to a positive review is an easy way to engage with happy customers that benefits both your brand identity and your one-on-one relationship with that customer. Remember, online reviews and review sites are public, so the positive conversations that happen about your brand here can do wonders for your business. Here's why you should always respond to a positive review. It's the polite thing to do. If a customer gave you a compliment in real life, you would thank them. It's only polite. And with an online review, the compliment is public. So be extra nice. Everyone is looking. Bright Local found that 92% of consumers now read online reviews. The public, including potential future customers of the business, may read this review. Replying to the review is a chance to speak to these people too, and do some subtle marketing. Actively creating, and engaging with, positive online conversations about your brand and the local community can encourage others to participate in that conversation, and generate more buzz and visibility for your business. It affects search rankings. By replying properly, you can improve the SEO ranking of the review, and help the review show up in search results for a business. Now we know that responding to positive online reviews is a must. So how can your business hit your review responses out of the park and get in some good marketing? How to respond to a positive review? 4 steps. Step 1, thank the customer for the positive review and be specific. Ensure the reviewer knows a real person is behind your reply by thanking them for something specific they said. Thanks for leaving a review, and mentioning our barista Jody. You're right, she is always smiling. Step 2, use the business name and keywords in your review response to the good review. Using the business name, category and location in your response will help the positive review appear in search results. The team here at Business Name is thrilled to hear such good feedback, and we're proud to be one of the coziest coffee shops in City Name. Step 3, add a little marketing to your review response. Your reply is public and will be read by others, including future customers, so throw in some marketing. Mention a behind-the-scenes reason they had a great experience, or a new feature or promotion. Did you know we just started a free coffee card? Step 4, invite customer to do something in your response. Ask the customer to return, use another service, or spread the word. Next time you're here, you should try the insert product here. We hope to see you again soon, and bring a friend. Managing negative reviews. Negative reviews can be crippling to a local business, especially if the business has few reviews to begin with. Even worse, negative reviews that go unresponded to. Don't let those online wounds fester. Dealing with negative reviews doesn't have to be hard, and it can even be leveraged as a marketing and branding opportunity. Why respond to a negative review? Unfortunately, you can't just ignore a bad review until it goes away. In fact, ignoring an unpleasant review can make things worse. Remember, you're not just replying to just the one reviewer. You're speaking to everyone who reads this review, including potential future customers. Replying is your opportunity to make things right. If a customer brought a complaint to you in person, you would try to make it right. The same goes for online reviews. Despite the impersonal nature of online reviews, it's not over just yet. You can turn this thing around. Replying shows other readers you are not shady or neglectful to feedback, and have taken steps to ensure this problem won't happen to the next customer. The best thing to do when you receive a bad review is react quickly and strategically. Here's how your business should respond to negative reviews, and make the most out of a less than pleasant situation. How to respond to a negative review, 4 steps. Step 1, apologize and sympathize in your response to the negative review. Acknowledge the customer's concerns. Even if they are unfounded, show sympathy that they had a bad experience. I'm sorry to hear about your bad experience. Step 2, insert a little marketing in your response to the bad review. Explain what your customers usually experience. We're normally known for our exceptional attention to detail, and we regret that we missed the mark. Step 3, move the conversation offline. Provide contact info with someone at the business so they can discuss the problem in person. My name is, name, and I am the, owner, manager. If you'd like to discuss this further, please contact me at, phone number, email. Step 4, keep your response simple, short and sweet. Don't go into too much detail or ask any questions. This will prevent saying something that might cause the upset customer to add more negative feedback by replying to the review. 3 sentences for your whole reply is a good rule of thumb. Bonus, don't include the business name or relevant search keywords. You don't want this review showing up in search results. The best thing you can hope for when responding to negative reviews is to have that unhappy consumer revise their initial review when their complaint is dealt with. That just goes to show that you should never ignore a negative review, as each one presents a possibility for not only some good brand marketing, but also presents an opportunity for receiving more positive feedback after the customer's issues are resolved. How to get rid of negative reviews? You can't simply delete negative feedback your company receives, but you can employ some tactics to minimize the effect of the negative review, and even turn it into a positive one. Step 1, resolve the issue with the customer. If you haven't responded to the customer's negative feedback yet, it is best to find out the customer's issue. You can follow steps we've mentioned previously if you would like some help with phrasing your review response to the bad review. We also offer some review response templates for both good and bad reviews which are available for download. As stated previously, try to move the conversation offline to get to the heart of the issue, without letting the whole world see the dirty laundry online. Try to resolve the issue as best as you can to make the customer happy and wanting to return to you again. Step 2, politely ask the customer to update their bad review if the situation has been rectified. Some companies have been able to provide top-notch remediation customer service. Afterwards, the reviewers then felt so compelled to update their negative review. Unfortunately, this isn't always the case. Negative reviews don't generally go away. If you've been able to remedy the situation, you can politely ask the customer to update their negative review. Realistically though, some customers won't be consoled. And even after solving an issue, a customer may not ever update their bad review, so you're stuck with it. If you can at least recover your business but not the review, at least you have not lost a pat. Step 3, get more positive reviews to bury the negative review. Since most review sites don't let businesses delete bad reviews, your next step is to drown it in a sea of great 4 or 5 star reviews. We highly recommend using a system that continually reminds good customers to leave a review. If you truly have a great product or service, the positive reviews will drown out the negative ones, and anyone reading reviews will see the bad reviews as more of an outlier, and not the norm for your business. How to get more positive reviews? A great way to build trust and visibility with your business online is to cultivate a strong, positive online presence. How? Through positive reviews. The more positive reviews you have, the less detrimental negative feedback will be on your brand when you do receive it. We all know you can't please everyone. Ultimately, the best way to get more reviews is to ask. People love sharing their opinions, and happy customers will take the time. The key is timing. If the business asks when the customer is most pleased with the product or services, the reviews will have the best chance of being very positive. Ask in person, you can place a review reminder on the receipt, or at the checkout, or on the delivery slip. You can give a reminder card to the best customers. You can even hand out cards at the till that encourage customers to leave a review of their experience. Ask online, You can encourage customers to leave feedback online through email, text, and more. Tools like Vendasta's Customer Voice give businesses the power to gather authentic customer experiences and generate more online engagement about their brand. Templates for responding to reviews. As we covered, responding to all of your online reviews and customer feedback is important for your business. It's time to take charge of your online reputation by skillfully responding to both good and bad reviews. While it may be time-consuming, it's worth it. Plus, with the right tactics and steps, it can be easily done at scale. For access to templates for responding to good and bad reviews, check out our blog post on Vendasta.com or go directly to Vendasta.com/templates. What's your trick to getting more reviews? I want your feedback. How do you get customers to leave reviews? Is it working? Leave your comment below.